It's pretty good. I feel very confident about it, and I just can't wait to get out here and compete.
Do you think they're going to limit you in any way with camp opener?
I'm not sure. I just play it, by the coaches, and, whatever they say goes, and I'm going to just listen to them and do as much as I can that I can do, and, just play by their rules.
How much did the work on the knee in OTAs when you got on the field help you get up to speed?
It was definitely, an investment for me over this whole little course when I got up here. I actually kind of stayed here throughout the summer break when all the guys went home. So I was just rehabbing. And like I said, this was an investment for me to do that so I can get back on the field quicker and get out there and compete with the rest of the guys.
I'm just making sure. Did you have a second procedure?
Yeah, back in February.
Yeah.
Yep. I got a repair done on in November, and then after the repair, it wasn't healing how it was supposed to. So in February, they went back in and cut out the, trimmed the meniscus, and just been rehabbing on it since.
What's the biggest thing that you had to recover back from it that you figured has been tough for you?
Just getting my knee back stronger. This was my first injury ever, so I didn't know what to expect, and pretty much it was kind of tough in the beginning just doing the rehab stuff because, like I said, it was my first injury ever. But once I started getting back in the groove of things and start, feeling my knee coming back to normal, then everything just started, going out the door with me thinking about my knee and stuff, just wanted to get it stronger.
The cuts, the straight line stuff, or mental?
It was pretty much mental a little bit, but now I'm all past that, and cuts and straight line stuff is all back to normal, so I feel good.
You were quoted as saying you're not here to carry shoulder pads. How confident are you heading into this camp that you could be a guy who could be relied on this year to really contribute?
I'm really confident about it. I'm just here to compete and do what I need to do for the team so I can get out and play a lot this year. I think I'm relied on heavily by some of the coaches to, exceed expectations, and I think I will do so.
Were you surprised by how that shoulder pads comment got so much publicity?
Right after I said it, said it at rookie premiere, so like a couple minutes later, my phone just blowing up, and I thought I was gonna get some. A lot of stuff when I came back here from the guys, the vets, but I didn't at all. They they pretty much liked it and was, just telling me that's what you got to do when you're a rookie. So
when you say first injury ever, have you never missed a game before?
Literally, first injury ever. Like if I did have an injury, like sprained ankle or something like that, I just played right through it. And even when I got hurt playing at Utah, when I tore my meniscus during the game, I played the rest of the game through it, and then I got an MRI after the game, and that's when they said I had torn my meniscus. So,
Frustrated by that news, seeing that you've never had to deal with something like that before?
At first, once they thought I was going to just have to, just get a little trim or whatever and be done, go through a little surgery and be out about 3 weeks or so, but... I had to get a repair, and, I was out for, the rest of the year, so.
When you said that none of the guys back here gave you grief about the shoulder pad thing, do you take it that they like that in terms of being confident?
They was, basically just saying what else he's supposed to say. I'm not going to downplay myself and my ability playing on the field. I guess they took it how it was, but that's what my ability of me playing confident, I just put it out there.
Now that you've seen this offense work and seen the blocking scheme work and had some reps, how well do you feel you can do in this scheme? What's the ceiling for you?
I feel good about the, I think I couldn't have landed in a better situation here in this, offensive scheme, and I'm going to do everything that I can to go out there and, and play my butt off so I can play.
Okay. Thanks, Devontae.
Thank you.